We're going to bring on Governor Hutchinson, Governor Asa Hutchinson from the great state of Arkansas.
Well, welcome. We'd like to welcome to the Scott Adams Show the 46th governor of the great state of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson. Welcome. Well, we're happy to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be with you this morning.
So is your new nickname number eight? Number eight? Yeah, you're eight. Go ahead.
I prefer top 10.
Top 10, yeah, top 10. Well, you know, we're going to get you in the top five after today. I just saw you on Fox and Friends. You're making the rounds, you know. Arkansas has a lot to be proud of and brag about with your strong economic numbers. Despite what we've been seeing lately in the Dow, and the futures are not looking all that great today, but I still think that we're going to rally to 27,000 soon. Tell us why it is that you were able to get on that list and what makes Arkansas so special.
Well, I think when Republican governors are doing a good job, they're doing what the people want, which is reducing the size of government. It's reducing the burden of regulation. We're lowering taxes. And we've done these things in Arkansas. We had the largest income tax cut in Arkansas history. We've created 60,000 jobs since I've become governor. We created a tax break for our military retirees, so they're totally exempt from our income tax. These things grow the economy. We've reduced Medicaid by 117,000 people just last year, and there's fewer people on Medicaid today and on food stamps than when I became governor.
That's fantastic.
That's exactly what we're supposed to do. That's what and people like it whenever you do that. Grow the private sector of the economy more than the government sector. We have a lot to talk about there. It's a great place to do business, and companies are coming. We've had over 300 companies sign agreements to come to the state or expand in the last 3 years.
Well, that's phenomenal, the work that you've done on the economic front. But you know, one thing that is very interesting to me is what you've done for education. And you're doing a lot of work in the elementary schools and the high schools. Could you tell us more about that?
We are. Of course, that's always a great need. We have a reading initiative that's setting a goal that everyone, when their child is in the third grade, reads at grade level. Because if they don't read at grade level then, that's the foundation of all learning, so it's hard to go beyond that and do well. We're also, of course, in the STEM education, I initiated a mandatory offering of computer coding in every high school in Arkansas. We've increased our education in computer science by 400%, the students taking that, in the last few years. And it's leading the nation in computer science education. It's been recognized across the country. So those are some of the education initiatives. We always have a lot more to do. We've got to match the needs of industry with our job skill training. We're making a lot of progress there. We have more to do. And that's a big challenge when you want to recruit a large industry to the state. They need to have 2,000 or 3,000 employees. You've got to have the channel of workers that are trained and ready to go to bring that manufacturing back, which I think we have a great opportunity to do.
Well, you know, that's one of the things I think Trump is doing so well is he's embracing. It's no longer a dirty word, and I say dirty in terms of grit, dirt, right? It's no longer a dirty word to be talking about vocational schools and vocational education rather than, you know, your typical four-year classic university education. And I think we as a country are starting to realize that the reason why we're losing our manufacturing way about us is that we're actually losing those skilled laborers. I remember when Trump was talking about Carrier, and a man in a town hall meeting asked Obama about it, and Obama kind of indicated that the manufacturing jobs are leaving. But Trump said, no, they're not leaving. You got to lower the corporate tax rate and fix our trade negotiations and get rid of some of these frivolous regulations. And you can bring manufacturing back better than it's been in decades.
Absolutely. Hats off to President Trump. He's really set the stage for an expanding economy. Both of the tax cuts that really come at a great time because we've had a long period of economic expansion. You're worried about when you're going to have the downturn. I think with the tax cuts that he has got through Congress, that we're going to be able to continue that economic growth. The message that he has done in returning manufacturing to the United States, and that we're going to be competitive, and that we're not just going to be easy and letting our trade and our manufacturing go overseas, that sent a signal just through his rhetoric that has brought a lot of manufacturing back to the United States. And then the fact that we are competitive, we're creating the talent, we've recruited, we're one of the states that are leading in jobs created by foreign direct investment. We're delighted with new companies that are coming in from overseas and not just buying up companies. They are investing and creating jobs in the United States because they want to have access to our market. But they also see in Arkansas our resources from timber to cotton. And so we've really been able to expand that foreign investment.
Now, I want to let our listening audience know we're speaking with Governor Asa Hutchinson. Governor, I want to ask you about food stamps. You mentioned that food stamps recipients has dropped, Medicaid has dropped in your state. What is your position, say, on work requirements?
We have asked for a waiver from the Trump administration for work requirements in our Medicaid program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you ask about food stamps.
Yes.
As soon as I became governor, I was shocked to see that we had given up the ability to have a work requirement for our food stamp program. We reinstituted that, and it's made a big difference. It has put more people to work and through training, but it's also reduced the number of food stamp recipients, partly because of the economy, but partly because those that are able-bodied and don't have dependent children at home, they have to make a decision. Are they going to go in and be productive members of society, or are they going to take this social benefit? And most of them go ahead and get that worker training, but some regretfully just say, we're not going to have that benefit, and that's their prerogative, but it is the right thing that we're doing by putting that requirement in there. We need to apply the same thing over to the Medicaid program when they're able-bodied, and we expect to get that waiver very soon so that we can increase the workforce training for those as well.
What kind of impact has Trump's decision to alleviate the Obamacare mandate from states and actually individuals as well. What kind of impact has that had on jobs in Arkansas?
Well, whenever he did away with the individual mandate, mm-hmm. that meant that 65,000 Arkansans, most of them are lower income, don't have to pay a penalty anymore just because they exercise their freedom not to have insurance. The question is whether this is going to increase the uninsured because they don't have that mandate. And I don't think that will be the case. We'll wait and see. But I expect, in fact, our participation level on the exchange was about the same this year. It didn't decline,
mm-hmm.
Even though there wasn't that individual mandate. Of course, Arkansas is one of those states that I inherited the Medicaid expansion from my predecessor, and we continue to have that, but we've streamlined it to put in work referrals. We hope to be work requirements soon. We have done some other reform efforts to make sure that we can bend that cost curve that's so important so that we can afford that kind of health care coverage for Arkansans.
Now, I wanted to get over to immigration and talk about the Dreamers, but I also want to talk about sanctuary cities. I kind of think that, you know, that it's all in the same family there, it's all the same gene pool. But I wanted to ask you about, let's start with sanctuary cities. I want to get to both of those. But sanctuary cities, what is your position on for your state regarding sanctuary cities, and does Arkansas have any sanctuary cities within your state?
We don't have any sanctuary cities. I would be opposed to sanctuary cities. I am a rule of law guy, but just as significantly, I was one of the founding leaders of the new Department of Homeland Security, and I had to oversee much of our immigration enforcement. And it's very important that we have a cooperative spirit between our local law enforcement and our federal immigration enforcement efforts. And so we want to increase that and not decrease it. And that's what really sanctuary cities does. It just says that you're not going to, the local law enforcement is not going to be able to cooperate and respond to immigration enforcement efforts at the federal level. And that's not taking us in the right direction. So Arkansas does not have any sanctuary cities, and because we believe in enforcing law and that spirit of cooperation. We do have a large immigrant population in our state that is working hard and adding to it, to our economy. We value them, but we've got to maintain that legal path of immigration into our country and not reward the illegal path.
Do you have any idea what the number is of illegals who are living in the state of Arkansas right now?
I know nationally the number from my time at Homeland Security in Arkansas. I don't have the precise number for it.
Uh-huh.
And we do have, you know, when it comes to the DACA children, we have, you know, thousands of those that we all have compassion for. And I think President Trump did the right thing saying this needs to be addressed. It ought to be addressed by Congress following a legislative change versus President Obama's executive order. So I hope that Congress will be able to reach a resolution, because we don't want those children that, through no fault of their own, came here to the United States with their parents and they've been educated here. We need to have an outcome for them that allows them to stay and be productive and continue their education.
Okay, and lastly, my final question for you, and I want to thank Governor Asa Hutchinson for spending some time with the Scott Adams Show. If I'm a corporation, why would I want to relocate my business to Arkansas?
Wow, thanks, Scott. Well, if you're a business out there, just like Sig Sauer, firearms manufacturer, they opened up an ammunition plant in Arkansas. They did it because we are a pro-gun state. We believe in the Second Amendment, but we reduce regulations. We have a business-friendly environment. We've got a great workforce that's trained in manufacturing. They're hard workers. They know the farm, and that's the kind of worker that the manufacturers want whenever they come. So it's a great place to do business, a super quality of life. Come and do business in Arkansas.
Wow, that's a ringing endorsement.
Yeah, and thank you again for spending time with the Scott Adams Show. This is, we're speaking to Governor Asa Hutchinson, the governor of Arkansas. Thank you so much, sir.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much.
All right. Have a good day. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye now. And that's Governor Asa Hutchinson, and we're so happy he was able to join us on the Scott Adams Show. Arkansas sounds like a great place to set up shop, wouldn't you
agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, you know, really, he's had a great success story there. He's just been governor for, I guess, 2.5 years now, so he's doing a great job.
Absolutely, and we're going to take it to a break here right now. We've gone into our commercial.
Pay for it.